Well, it was one of the more tumultuous days in the lead-up to a rugby test yesterday when three coaches and two players from the All Blacks were sidelined for the remainder of the week after testing positive for COVID-19. Head coach Ian Foster and two of his assistants, John Plumtree and Scott McLeod, must isolate at home and somehow find a way to prepare the players afar for a staunch Irish challenge at Eden Park on Saturday. Former Ireland coach, though, Joe Schmidt, has been called in to help the All Blacks prepare. Joining us in the Wellington is RNZ rugby reporter Joe Porter and Irish rugby journalist Kian Tracy, covering the tour for the Irish Independent. Welcome to you both. Kian, I'll start with you first. From an Irish perspective, history could be in the making here. You must be pretty excited about this game.
Yeah, I think there's a fair degree of excitement, all right, but it's also pretty daunting. I mean, Ireland may have beaten the All Blacks a couple of times in recent years, but they've never beaten you guys on Kiwi soil, and I think there's no underestimating the scale of that challenge, particularly now with Joe Schmidt on board. It was an incredible day yesterday, really, and I know back home in Ireland, it's all people are talking about is Joe Schmidt back in the frame, and to be honest, I think everyone knew this day would come, and I mean, with the amount of intel he has in this Ireland team, it makes it just fascinating this weekend, the first test in Eden Park.
Are you worried about that? I mean, these days people know how the Irish are going to play. The All Blacks know how the Northern Hemisphere teams play. They just haven't figured out how to combat it.
Yeah, I don't know if you say that, but I think back in Ireland, the four provinces had disappointing domestic seasons. You'll see once again for sure this weekend that the Ireland team will be backboned by majority of Leinster players, and they really kind of disappointed this season. They lost in the Champions Cup final, they lost in the URC semi-final, and really not many people expected that. They were almost favourites for both competitions. So I think Ireland are coming into this under a bit of pressure to ensure that they maybe haven't been found out. That's what happened at the 2019 World Cup, as you guys know only too well, in that quarter-final in Tokyo. Ireland had swept all before them under Joe Schmidt in 2018, and things just got a bit stale and they didn't kind of adapt their game plan accordingly. So I think that is the biggest challenge for this Ireland team on this tour, is to make sure that they evolve their game plan. Because like you said, the All Blacks know what's coming, but it's trying to throw different pictures at them, I think, is the key.
Joe Porter, the disruptions to the New Zealand camp, do you think that will make a big difference?
Oh, it has to. It's a huge blow. You lose three of your coaches, two of your frontline players, massive disruption to the squad. We know they've had experience with this, the players in Super Rugby, with coaches and other people going down and not being available. But a massive disruption. You've got a new guy coming in, Joe Schmidt. He was always going to join the All Blacks as a selector come the Rugby Championship, but he's been thrust into the picture quite early. Brad Moore and Greg Feek, two of the, I guess, lesser experienced assistant coaches left to kind of do the day-to-day running of the team. It certainly puts a lot more pressure on the players to take responsibility for what they're doing this week and to maintain focus. It's a big blow for the All Blacks. It really is. A lot of disruption. The first test of the year against Ireland, one they're desperate to win after having been beaten by the Irish in Dublin last November. The All Blacks traditionally start very slowly in these July or June tests. So look, it's going to be, it's just adding another element and an even bigger challenge to what was already going to be a pretty tricky week for the All Blacks to make sure they get their best foot forward and prepare well to try and beat this Irish side. And look, I can tell you that as of this morning, there have been no further positive cases within the All Blacks squad. So that is some good news for them after what was a pretty disruptive day yesterday. However, the hits do keep coming for the All Blacks. They've had to move their training today from Mount Smart over to Auckland Grammar, I believe, because of the industrial fire in Penrose. So, look, bad luck comes in threes. The All Blacks will be hoping Ian Foster burns himself making toast and gets that one out the way.
Joe Porter, thank you very much. RNZ rugby reporter, also speaking to Kian Tracy, covering the tour for the Irish Independent.